Program 10 to noon on News Talk 1590 KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. Many people are surprised to learn that preschool plays a critical role in preparing kids for work and careers. In fact, by the age of five, a child's brain grows to 90% of its adult size. Today on Workforce Wednesday, we will talk about starting youngsters on the right path to a successful future. With us in studio are Claudia Harrison, Executive Director of First Five Ventura County and a WIB Youth Council member. Also, Iris Ingram, Vice President of Business Services at Moorpark College and a member of the WIB. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good to see you folks here. Claudia, let's start off with you. How do the first 5 years prepare children for future jobs and careers?
Okay, so one of the things we know from brain research, as you alluded to, the development of the brain in the first 5 years, is that the first 5 years impact a lifetime. And in the early years, as the brain is developing, that's our window of opportunity when, and I love this number, when there are trillions of neurons. I can't get my arm around trillions, but there are trillions of neurons forming, and that's when a child is ready to learn and has an opportunity. We also know that there's risk factors, that children who grow up in extreme poverty or exposed to domestic violence, substance abuse, they're at risk during those years of actually changes in their brain architecture. So we know if we can start early and put the right things in place for development, children have the foundation that they need to succeed. And a foundation builds on a strong foundation. So what do we know? Early language skills, that leads to cognitive ability. What do we know? Social-emotional skills. Those are the kinds of soft skills and character skills that we hear so much from businesses as people not having. Attention, motivation, ability to work in groups, ability to interact with others. And so these experiences in those early years prepare children for that. Social economists have shown us that for every dollar invested in preschool, you get $7 return in investment. It's one of the greatest investments in human capital in terms of return. We know the academic achievement gap that we all hear about starts as a readiness gap, and you can't wait until high school to address it.
Yeah, you've got to get it quickly, as we know. Iris, what have you seen at the community college level that reflects the benefits of a solid foundation at the preschool level? Community college, obviously, would start right around 18 years of age. What's your experience with that?
Well, one thing we have seen, and it's something that's a statistic that goes across all systems of higher education in California, the University of California, California State University, as well as the community colleges, is nearly half students, or over half of the students who arrive, are not ready for college-level work. And this is not necessarily an issue or the fault of the high schools. It starts very early on. One of the things that we find, again, through brain science, that makes a successful student at the college level and also in the workforce are three things: purpose, engagement, and tenacity. And those things are instilled early on. Academic success is highly predicated on the ability to get a foothold in those three areas.
Interesting. Claudia, let's talk about what we are doing in Ventura County to provide quality preschool experiences. And yes, we're going preschool here.
Okay. So the first thing we're doing is actually one of the things I'm doing right at this moment is we're educating people about the importance of the early years and the importance of early education. And a lot of people just don't realize that. But towards that end, what we've been doing is we've really been working with partners throughout the county to increase the number of preschool spaces, and we've been able to put an additional 1,500 spaces. Those are annual spaces that kids go to each year through the partnerships with the public sector, and an additional 300 spaces through stimulating private investment through a low-cost financing community investment loan fund. We're really happy about that. It's great, and yet we know there's too many kids that still don't avail themselves of the opportunity. We need to do more. The other thing I want to mention is that what we know is not just any preschool, but quality matters. And being able to invest in quality gives that child the type of experience that is important. People say, what's quality? Quality has to do with teacher preparation. It has to do with the environment of the classroom. And one of the most important things is it has to do with teacher interaction. And so we partner with the Ventura County Office of Education to really do that kind of training, technical assistance, and coaching to make sure that we have quality preschools. And right now, of the schools that we've sampled, 84% are good to excellent quality. So we're in a good place in Ventura County, and yet we want to get to 100% being excellent. The other thing is we work with our community college partners, and we help teachers go on to receive advanced degrees. We've had over 135 teachers that have gotten BA degrees or AA degrees, and that really adds to their preparation in early childhood education. And then finally, we really work with parents in terms of the types of early learning experiences that are important even prior to preschool.
Yeah, a lot of it is the parents' job, so we have to be careful. Iris, how can investments in preschool education pay off for the local community?
Well, they can ensure that students come to college prepared to do college-level work first, and that reduces some of the financial burden on the colleges in terms of having to fund basic skills and pre-collegiate-level remediation. They can instill the predicates that I spoke of earlier, of persistence, of self-discipline, and to capitalize on the natural curiosity of children and learn the value of learning throughout life. One of the things that, for example, that Moore Park College does, as well as the other two colleges within the Ventura County Community College District, is that all three of us have child development centers, where we train students to teach in preschool. And so some of the advanced work that teachers do, we help prepare students for that. They go on to get very good jobs in the community. And we'd like to think that some of those students did start out as in pre-K somewhere in the county or outside of the county.
Sure. Now let's finish up here with a question for both of you, Iris and Claudia. To help prepare Ventura County children for future success, what can our listeners do? Claudia, let's start off with you.
Okay. One is that they can help us build public will. I think that's what will really create a change, and that's part of why we're so interested in the public education. We do a lot of convenings throughout the county. We have this amazing video called Raising of America that the California Newsreel Project has developed that really talks about the importance of preschool. We'd love to come to your group, your chamber, your rotary, whatever organization, and be able to share that with you. Help become part of the solution. And so support policy solutions. Understand the importance. Talk to your neighbor. A recent poll came out from the Gallup poll the end of August and basically showed that at this point, 70% of the American public is supportive of more federal funding for preschool. Fantastic. We need to get that number even higher. And then my message to parents is talk to your child, sing with your child, read to your child. What we know is that one of the most important things is early language development in terms of laying the foundation for future development and readiness for school.
And no doubt about that. Iris, the same question, help preparing Ventura County kids. You're looking a little bit ahead here, so you do, as you stated earlier, you see a lot of the issues that can come up when an 18-year-old doesn't come in prepared. What's your advice?
Well, I would echo a lot of what and all of what Claudia had said. On a personal level, I'm a new aunt. I have a nephew who's about 5 months old, and his mother, my sister, and I and his parents are doing the things that our parents did for us, although we didn't know at the time, or they didn't know at the time, that there was science behind it. They read to us. They talked to us. The human voice helps develop language skills in children. It doesn't require a doctorate. Doesn't require college education. Though my parents were college educated and their parents were, but these are things that you can do at home that are simple. They don't cost anything. You engage your children in the world around them, point out things in their environment, help them develop a vocabulary. Those are the things that they take with them into the classroom, as well as a way of directing their own natural curiosity.
I have two youngsters, as many of our listeners know, so does Perry. And I'll ask, like, if I'm reading a book to them, when I hit the end of the page, I'll say, what do you think is going to happen next? And they'll look at me at first like, are you out of your mind? It's in the story. I said, no, what do you think is going to happen next? And playing around with them and just being somewhat of a knucklehead, but letting them be part of the creative process.
Perfect.
And I'll tell you the other thing, and this is just luck by me that happened. I happened to be going to college to finish my degree when my son was very young, an infant. And one of the things on the thing was the child development. I thought, this is a silly class. Thank God I took that class, because the teachers in there really show you how to teach. And there is a little bit of an art to it. Certainly a lot of it just comes from your heart and what you know. But the instructors there will tell you things you go, I didn't think of that. And being in the conversation is really, really important. Get your kids active. Get your kids reading. And definitely get them on the road for a solid education. They told us at school in Fillmore that sometimes at 8 years old and 9 years old, if the kid's not led down the proper path, that's when they start seeing juvenile delinquency. At 8 years old, that's ridiculous. So we've got to make sure we take care of the kids and be good parents and be great students and create them together. So thank you so much, Iris and Claudia, for coming in this morning. Great topic. And if you would like to learn more about First Five Ventura County, please visit the First Five website at www.firstfiveventura.org. And remember, that's F-I-R-S-T, the number 5, Ventura.org. And to see an example of how the WIB supports youth career awareness and work readiness, visit the VC Jobs with a Future website at www.vcjobswithafuture.org. And Iris, I also want to finish with Moore Park College is a beautiful campus. Your kids are going to get a lot out of that school. A wonderful place to start off your higher education going into college.
Certainly is.
Thank both of you. We thank you for coming in this morning with News Talk 1590 KVTA.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org. Now.